We celebrating a year of podcasting on Ride or Slide. Y'all know what it is. Let's get it.
They call him
This segment of Ride or Slide is called What's Poppin'. So What's Poppin' is the top 10 episodes of Ride or Slide, according to the listeners. The listeners, yes, y'all made this possible. So I'm gonna run down the list. At number 10, we have the KKK. No, it's not the Ku Klux Klan. It's kings knowing kings. Kings killing kings. So I want y'all to go and check that out. At number 10. At number 9. Unrealistic Expectations. With Crane and Francine. It was good. It just gave a perspective about men and women dating. Number 8 is Pussy. Yes, y'all go on ahead and check out Pussy. I don't want to let the cat out of the bag, but number 8 is Pussy. Real dope episode. Number 7, Gentrification with the homie Solo from the Heights. Y'all go on and check that out. Number 6 is the name of this segment. It's called What's Poppin'. I was letting the listeners know what I have in store for the future, so y'all go on and check that out. Number 5 is Who You With. Everybody know I'm a Steelers fan, so y'all go ahead and check out Who You With. Number 4 is Easy Does It, featuring Easy O'Hare. We chopped it up about the Baggage Claim album and other things. So y'all go ahead and check out Easy Does It. Number 3, What's Poppin' is Hey Ra Ra. That's an episode about me and my pops. I'm going to be doing future episodes about me and my pops. It's going to be the Hey Ra Ra series of Ride or Slide. So at number 3, we got Hey Ra Ra. Number 2, I Talk to the Youth. The number 2 episode is Snapchat. Shout out to Mooka chopping it up with me about our future plans and everything. And I guess this episode reached the youth and they was digging it. So it's a tie for number 1. So the first episode at number 1 is called Power, featuring my homegirl Mags from the Wolf Pussy Monologues. We chop it up. So y'all go back and listen to Power. And then at number 1, Sheep Society. Y'all go ahead and check out Sheep Society. It speaks for itself. Shout out to Brian Redman from the Relationship Rehab. Shout out to Chain C. And shout out to Nari from the SOS Podcast. We did that thing. Y'all go ahead and check those episodes out. That's the top 10 episodes of Ride or Slide for 2021. That's what's poppin'. Nas is the What's Poppin' artist of the day, y'all. Let's get it.
I don't even know what's going on no more. I don't even know what's happening, man. There ain't no answers. I'ma figure some shit out, though, yeah. Watches in order, get my safe up, get great.
I'm 21 years past the 27 club. It's like I went back into my past and then I sped it up. Robert Johnson, Winehouse, and Morrison found what heaven was. Heaven on earth, this shit is magic with no fairy dust. Home of the gully gangs and the gruesome and the scary stuff. I told my brother, John, fuck them, they gon' go through hell with us. They don't have a history in the streets that compare with us. Hood niggas, they wanna be us. Thugs in the St. Regis, only thing undefeated is time. Second is the internet, number three is this rhyme. Before security, my dog had to sneak in the nine. God must be on my side, I had to eat and provide. My winning streak is divine. I told Thun, leave the street shit behind. Don't let them hype you with slow run beats, cheating the grind. Dog, I'm telling it like it is. You gotta deal with the consequence. When you running the niggas' cribs, nigga, you better be ready to sit. Dope dealers, street hustlers, pop cases, throw dice on pavement, cop chases, big gamblers, scullies, high faces, gang wars, hot spots, police raided, left them speechless. Left them speechless. Pick her down on his luck rapper, Betty Broker. The arrogance of a crackhead, mad at a weed smoker. Or a pill taker who hated the steel wine drinker. A killer who used a gun to hate on a knife swinger. Aight, I get it, it's who the littest, we in competition. Y'all did it first to me to death, I got a proposition. You and your brother stop plotting on each other, plot on millions. Educate yourself, find to different areas of interest. Spread your bets out, double down on what's working. Then you double up, hands on your paper. They send the hate no matter what you touch. Honestly, I'm speechless. Fly to grease, 20 pointers on a chain, I freaked it. Long chair in the hood, sitting comfortably. I must be insane, giving you bars, running companies. I'm done with the redundancy. Checking on my history, making content for Viacom, licensing music to Tiffany's. I come from dope dealers, street hustlers, pop cases, throw dice on pavement, cop chases, big gamblers, scullies, high faces, gang wars, hot spots, police raided, left them speechless. Just like when the judge read the sentence, threw your life away in minutes. Left them speechless. The bounce back is the greatest feeling when they thought that you was finished. Leave them speechless. I don't work this hard to be around people I don't like. Yeah. Gotta be a special type nigga to deal with my life. Gotta be a special type nigga to feel what I write. Special like my classics. Special like my listeners who have attachments to my old style, won't let me pass it. I don't see the point with weak sayings like all them niggas on top be blocking. I never help, man, stop it. It's hard watching brothers who smart but think they not. I need them to realize what they got is a fresh start. That brother that you claim so powerful, the one you said he has a whole lot of pull, probably already tried to pull his brothers up and got betrayed, got snake, got played. Meanwhile, he balances challenges, hard to keep himself paid. It's so hard for him, even though his talent is God-given part in him. Stop putting your faults on him. What he did to you now, the man in him is bringing the kid in you out. You kidding me, still playing the victim, you weirding me out. That's what my perspective is, maybe cause I'm a specialist. Sipping mixed liquor beverages, six-figure checks are big, but eight-figure checks and you rich. The Nas enthusiasts thinking they know what's best for me, more than I know what's best for me, no rest for me. Gotta be a special type nigga to deal with my life. Gotta be a special type nigga to feel what I write. Special like my classics, special like my listeners who have attachments to my old style, won't let me pass it. Special. Yeah, it's a privilege. VSOP shit. Special. Very special. Hit, turn up the sample, we making magic. This thing is bigger than I could ever imagine. Ducking the flashes from the cameras, leave out the bat. Jump in the spacecraft, we can't tell where we at. Chauffeur driving like a high speed chase, trunk full of smack. Tallest building in Manhattan, sipping on Manhattans, listen to the Manhattans. Queens to Brooklyn, oh what a feeling. I should've had Grammys when Old Dirty said woo for the children. Should've did that remix verse on Gimme the Loot for Biggie. Me, Jay, and Frank White is like Cole, Drizzy, and Kenny. One girl for the rest of your life, is that realistic? Some had told me they like when you call them all type of bitches. Ran through a few of them, some gangster, some Christian, some with a heart full of hate for me, even with a new nigga. They label me a sinner because I left what they sold. There's really no other feeling having that type of control, nigga. Gotta be a special
type woman to deal with my life. Gotta be a special type woman to feel what I write. Special like my classics. Special like my listeners who have attachments to my old style, won't let me pass it. Gotta be a special type nigga to deal with my life. Gotta be a special type nigga to feel what I write. Special like my classics. Special like my listeners who have attachments to my old style, won't let me pass it. Special. Yeah, it's a privilege. VSOP shit. Special. Yo. Very special. Yo. Rest in peace, yo. ODB, Taheem, Virgil, the Queen Jacqueline Avon. Special people. Yo.
Shout to Max B, he could be home any day, God.
Wake up out the bed, scruffy, sparking my J. Shine my nickel plated, then I'm starting my day. My old lady called me baby, told her part in my age. 12 shells in the gauge, like a carton of eggs. We on home like every carbon, chromosomes on my conscience. Here's some niggas talking nonsense, call them nasty Nostradamus. Rock the pearls and diamonds, break the promise, break the wildest, break a heart and break a pocket. Taking notes like guidance counselors. The crack is like the chancellor, the answer to the panhandlers. The corners with the mans is up, the jig is up, the scams is up. Yeah, their hands is up, looking in the crowd, yeah. Trying to fuck the world, but my pants still uninvested to all my G's. Before we rest in peace, before we rest in peace. The rest is set, the record set as soon as I release. The room in streets, I roam the streets with no security. They know a nigga overseas. Kind of swag that's passed from your mom and dad. Proud of batch, and we cheesing on them Calvin ads. Mighty peep the billboards 50 feet when out in traffic. Staring at a nigga picture, shit, you bound to crash.
No comparison, we more solid than they are. Me and Hit-Boy, they say we like the new gangstar. Me and Flocko, they say we the new wave guards. Shout to Max B, he could be home any day, God.
Hold up and analyze.
ASAP mob got mass appeal.
Come on, get on, get some.
Call the nasty nines, niggas hit the lick like.
Wake up out the bed, wrap my do-rag up. Say a prayer, I'm thanking God that Mom Dukes had us. Monotone style like Guru on Supremo cuts. Crewneck by McQueen go nuts. Jewels over my white hoodie like Juvian 9-8. It's movies that I make, Peruvian white flake. It tore the community at a high rate. Adversity I face, I roll my own gas to make sure that it's not laced. Damn, I used to hit the block hoping they see me. Watching video music box, sitting close to the TV. I was inspired by Houdini and Cool G. Got my first pair of J's, thought I was 2-3. Yeah. Invest in all my G's before we rest in peace, cause we sure to rest in peace. My shorty is a piece of mine, a dime piece. I might buy you a piece of property. You might have had some joints, but ain't nothing like me and Rocky seen. No comparison, we more solid than they are. Me and Hit-Boy, they say we like the new gangstar. Me and Flocko, they say we the new wave guards. Shout to Max B, he could be home any day, God. Got mass appeal.
We do our thing.
Listen close as I prove my point.
Tell him we gotta hit.
That was Nas with Speechless, Woo for the Children, and Wave Gods. Available on all streaming platforms. Man, do you want to keep a well-groomed appearance? Go to cognacblack.com for all of your personal grooming needs. That's cognacblack.com. I released a self-titled album called Riders. It was produced by Ben Malik, Skagnetti, The Cypher Beats, I Am Genius Boy, Swiss Boy, and Bootleg the Producer. I just wanted some diversity on the album so everything wouldn't sound the same, and they came through and the album came out just like I wanted it to. Some of the features on the album included Cormega, Fashion, BC, Black Sun, Cadiz, and Notion. For the only Posse Cut record on the album, I like Posse Cuts. The name of the track is called Kings. I also had three videos from the project. They're available on YouTube and RidersOnline.net. The first video is called Nevermind, produced by Notion, aka James McGee. The second video is called Tempe Spicy, also produced by Notion, aka James McGee. And the last video is entitled Riders. It's actually a lyric video, and I want y'all to go check those out. I'm proud of all three of the videos, and I like how they came out. You always got to do something for promotion, and I think I achieved what I was going for. Also, to sum up everything, I'm proud of my Spotify rap for the year. I ended with 44,000 listeners on Spotify in 110 different countries with 56,000 streams. And people streamed my music for 79,000 hours. That's the equivalent to 3,168 total days, y'all. So I'm proud of that. Good enough. This episode of Riders Live is called A Bullet, because I've been officially podcasting for a year, January 1st. Even though I have two seasons under my belt, I have been podcasting for a year. I appreciate y'all rocking with me for the first year and the first two seasons. It was a challenge. It was a challenge. So I appreciate y'all for listening. And I appreciate y'all coming back. So the reason why I started a podcast anyway is for the listeners and to broaden my fan base. That's the reason why I started it. I started it for the fans. And I appreciate all the new fans that I've acquired on my journey. I didn't even know what I was going to name my podcast. I was just kind of winging it. So I was like, man, you know, I'm going to just name it Riders Live. I didn't know where I was going to get no listeners. I didn't know how I was going to get no listeners. I just jumped in. You know, I hollered at the podcast homies, and they helped me much as they can. And I appreciate all the support that I've received from the podcast community. But I've gotten listeners from all over. So I appreciate that. And why? Why did I start a podcast? To engage my audience and acquire new fans. And my bucket lists and marks and T's and I's, they've been dotted. And I've been able to do that. So by me doing these two seasons, I really kind of know how I want to do the podcast moving forward. I'm not going to change too much. I'm not going to go away from some of the things that I've been doing because they've been working. I'm going to continue to have interviews, but I'm going to focus more on content. And I appreciate all the feedback that I've been getting from y'all because y'all the ones that keep me going. Not any type of podcast accolades, not any type of list, not competing against any other podcasters, not having any beef with any other podcasters, because I feel that that's counterproductive to where I'm trying to be and where I'm trying to go with the podcast. But competition is good. Keep you on your toes. Still sharp and still. I got a total of 50 episodes under my belt. I did a few bonus episodes. December 10th was my last official podcast episode of 2021. But I did two bonus episodes. One that I dropped Christmas Eve, which is the Bad Santa episode. And then I dropped one on New Year's Eve, which was the battle cast that I participated in. Y'all go back and check that out. It's actually the last bonus episode of 2021. Battlecast. Shout out to Mario J at the Sound of My Voice podcast. We did the debate. Y'all go back and check that out and listen to it. It was fun. When I do something, I put 110% in. I don't ever half-ass it or try to take shortcuts or anything like that because it only hurts you in the end. My content is so important to me. Like, the pros and cons about the podcasting is people have a problem with originality and authenticity. They might borrow some from you or steal some from you or take little bits and pieces or whatever and enhance their podcast. There's nothing wrong with that. But at least say, hey, you know, I was listening to this and I got this. Hey, I was listening to this. I was inspired by this. Don't just take nobody's stuff and just run a marathon with the shit. That ain't cool. But I don't focus on none of that petty stuff. It just make me level up more and more and more. If somebody would have told me, hey, after your first year of podcasting, you'll have people listening to your show, borrowing from your show, I'd have never thought that. If somebody would have told me, hey, you'll have 25,000 streams after the first year, I'd have never thought that. If somebody would have told me that I was averaging almost 500 listeners per week, I wouldn't have believed it. I'd have never thought that. I actually had an episode July 4th that debuted number 34 on the podcast charts, and it stood there for 6 days. I didn't even know that until I got my Spotify Wrapped. So I'm proud of that. My show has listenership in 8 countries, and in conjunction with my music, the people that listen to my music, they also listen to my podcast via my website. So I don't know if anybody heard the One Stop Shop episode, but I heavily incorporate my website into the podcast. My podcast can be listened to on my website, which is writersonline.net. I have music there. I have merch there. You can go to www.rodesonline.net and subscribe. You give me my email, I'll give you the world. That's how it's going down on writersonline.net via Writers Live. So I'm just plugging y'all with that. But with the podcasting, what I've learned is authenticity and originality is what works. That's what works for me. I try not to be into current events, talking too much about cancel culture and none of that stuff because your fans are your fans. I only been doing this a year and I look at my ratings. I see what the fans like, what they don't like via email, etc., etc. I done had over 530 five-star podcast reviews, and I'm proud of that. I'm not going to back off. I'm not going to stop giving people 100%. I'm not going to get comfortable. I'm just going to level up. I'm just going to keep going and going and going. So the interviews will keep coming. I'm going to interview artists. I'm going to interview my peers. I'm going to do what I want to do. That's one thing that's good about this platform. And I never thought that people would listen to me just to hear me talk about what's going on, talk about my perspective of things. One thing about the hip hop, I get to talk to people a lot, but not in this capacity. With the podcast, I get to engage more. I get to hit the people up frequently. They get to engage with me more and more. So that's one thing that I love about the podcasting. I learned so much in this first year. It's like a blessing in disguise. The podcast is so therapeutic. I got great topics for y'all coming. I got great interviews for y'all coming. I always plan ahead for y'all. I always prepare the best. That's what I try to do. I hope y'all appreciate the changes that I'm going to make to the podcast. Not too much. Not too much. But everything to enhance. Enhance the episodes. Enhance the shows. I do have ad space available. Y'all just hit me up at writersonline.net or hit me up on my email, bookandwriters@gmail.com. I got ad space. I have new sponsors right now, and I appreciate all my new sponsors. I'm going to just shout out a couple of my sponsors that I have. T-Law from Bankflow Family, Right Way Services, Francine Williams from MyAirFriend.com, also CognacBlack.com. I appreciate y'all sponsoring the kid, and I have some more sponsorships on the table. Y'all just hit me up. But yeah, I've been doing this a year, and I really like it. I enjoy it. I got some stuff for shock value. I'm not going to sit up here and sound like a broken record and do everything that everybody else is doing. I'm not going to do that. I'm not a follower. I've never been a follower. My show is never going to be corny, trying to be like somebody else or none of that. I'm not going to do nothing to compromise the integrity or the value of Writer's Life. I'm not going to do that. So I appreciate y'all for rocking with me from the bottom of my heart, y'all. I really do. This means so much to me. I wasn't going to do this episode because I'm sure everybody is doing a year in review and all of that, but I just had to celebrate my year in podcasting and give myself a little flowers. Shout out to all my podcasters that gave me my roses. I got a mural up in my community where I grew up, the Roseland area. I got a mural up with a couple of other great, talented artists, musicians, podcasters, etc. And I'm not dead. So that's good. So I appreciate that. Make sure y'all log on to writersonline.net so y'all could get on my mailing list, y'all. And I got new merch at teespring.com/writersmerchstore. So y'all go ahead and get y'all new Writers Live apparel. Keep listening to the show. It's just going to get better and better. So we're going to get into the last segment of the show, which is called Living I'm Happening. And then I'm going to take y'all up out of here. So I appreciate y'all for listening. And I appreciate y'all rocking with me. It's only been a year. The new single by Bankflow recording artist T-Law is out. It's called Coming For You, produced by Insane Beats. The single features Beads and Charismatic. It's available on all streaming platforms. Make sure y'all go cop that new T-Law. Coming For You. The name of this segment is called Living I'm Happening. I'm working on a new album, so I'm getting everything ready for y'all. I'm still in the primitive phases of it. I got a couple of songs recorded. It's crazy. I'm going to have a female vocalist on the album and an MC who work ethic I respect. We're going to do a dope joint together. This album is going to be crazy. It's probably going to be about 10 tracks. I also have a His and Her Fragrance coming down the line. It should be out in around April. The name of the fragrance is Rodas, but it's going to be a His and Her Fragrance. So I'm going to keep y'all posted on that. Also, Living I'm Happening, nothing but positive energy for 2022. I'm not doing any type of resolutions or none of that, because every day I'm in control of my day. I'm making something happen every day of my life. Another thing, we doing business, nothing is for free. Nothing is for free. If you know, you know. People that I deal with, y'all know what it is, but no freebies. No freebies in 2022. And we leaving all the sucker shit in 2021. No sucker shit this year. So I'm just letting it be known, no sucker shit. That's it. This segment of Radus Live is called Drop the Mic. So much success to everybody. Get at me for ad space. Shout out to the Toxic Bible Study, my niggas. And everybody have a good 2022. That's it. We gonna leave y'all with a little Nas, The Truth. Y'all be safe.
Can't bury you with your money. Can't bury you with your bitch. All alone, die alone. Plays, housing mentality, shoot them down days. Going out of town with a couple of pound plays. Always the one you call your friend, but then it's style chase. Hard time for nonviolent crimes, that's an outrage. We need a meeting, money and fame is pleading. You never really know the reason why two people is beefing. Bloody murder. In the 80s, he had Sway Louis seats in the bourbon. Did dirty, his sentence started turning. Look at life. Took advice from the streets of burning, nothing nice. John Boy Ice, his death undetermined. Pick a Allen anywhere for your happy soul or returning. When I'm gone, I pray my family don't get the cash and burn it to the floor. Black force laced up, Galactica glaciers, 88 carats, immaculate paint stubs. Them niggas do a crime, I drop a rhyme, it's the same rush. And they been sending shots a nigga way, but they ain't struck. Can't fuck with me. I've been outside since a buck 50 was the only way to get your face done. Doggy style CD turn that murder was the case up. Figured when I drop my first shit, I'm leaving a face crunch. Black from the dark side of burning drawers from the dime block. They had it clicking, but today it's a new slimes out. Instagram trick in the hood, what they crying about. Petty crimes, bitches and money, that's what they lying about. Niggas ain't telling the truth enough. No, no. Y'all don't look like the truth to us. Hype off that little dirt you did. That ain't shit to the kid. Whoa. Niggas ain't telling the truth enough. No, no, nigga. Y'all don't look like the truth to us. Hype off that little dirt you did. That ain't shit to the kid. Now you got your marching orders. This shit'll make your mouth water like food grill with wood chips. Woolridge, button up flannel, looking wolfish. My hair woofing. Central bookings, simple lessons. 1 foot on the curb, 1 foot in the Lexus. My style is eclectic. Eat you pussies for breakfast, then I offer refreshments. Look all that fly shit you're harping on. They take a wash from your arm, and cops do nothing about it. That's what's going on. Many changes, more racist. When I was touring the nation with warrants on probation, I was a small kid amazed with the thought one day I'd be banking. I'd be from drinking Poppy to Abu Dhabi. Probably Polly with sidies. Cranked the engine on a 74 Chevy Chevelle. Shorty friend is a snake. I told her her bestie ain't real. You gotta watch that. As the lobster crack, I spray the rocker rack. Your reputation, you can't clean that shit up at no laundromat, sucker. See, somebody has to say it. The boy still ain't graduated. I must say they capped the greatest. Be real, my team is mature. The bags are secured. Surrounded by addicts addicted to having more. Niggas ain't telling the truth enough. No, no. Y'all don't look like the truth to us. Hype off that little dirt you did. That ain't shit to the kid. Whoa. Niggas ain't telling the truth enough. No, no. Y'all look like the truth to us. Hype off that little dirt you did. That ain't shit to the kid. Whoa.